Welcome to Donor Audio Interview 4824.
Identify a person who had a significant influence on you and explain that influence.
I guess I would say, like, my percussion teacher. Just because they're the one that, like, introduced me to percussion, and I started in high school, and I guess it's really been a big part of my life, and they've kind of, like, followed me the whole way, like, through the whole journey. So yeah, just like any teachers, really. Mm-hmm. Just a big influence.
How would you describe yourself as a human being?
I'd like to think that I'm a very caring person, and, you know, I like to get stuff done. I like mm-hmm. to be a leader in certain situations. Yeah.
What types of things make you happy?
Music, definitely. Mm-hmm. And I guess making other people happy mm-hmm. makes me happy.
What types of things make you sad?
Again, music could also make me sad in certain situations. And I guess not really sad, but just calm, maybe like rainy days or something like mm-hmm. that.
Yeah. Does any specific attribute, quality, or skill distinguish you from everyone else? And if so, how did you develop this attribute?
Just musicality, I guess. Started in middle school with band, and I played trombone. And then high school, I played trombone, and then I started playing percussion. I started teaching myself guitar, started singing a little more, getting out of my comfort zone mm-hmm. with singing. And just picking up a whole bunch of different instruments and learning how to play them.
What quality do you like best in yourself, and what do you like least?
I think the quality that I like the best is just, especially like recently, I've just learned how to not procrastinate as much, and I've been on top of getting things done and doing that. But along with that, the thing I like the least is just getting distracted. I get really distracted really easily. Like, I'll go on YouTube, and an hour later I'll still be on YouTube. So, yeah.
What kind of values did your parents instill in you that you would like to pass on to your own children?
Definitely the importance of education. You know, they weren't too strict, or they weren't too lenient with it, but they definitely made sure I was doing my homework. You know, they wanted to see how I was doing in school, and some days I would just be like, I just want to play video games. But, you know, just making sure education is one of the more important things.
Tell me how you like to spend time with your family.
Holidays are a big thing to spend time with, like, the whole family, but just in general, you know, going out to eat or shopping, something along those lines.
Tell me about the most cherished present you ever received for your birthday or holiday, and tell me why this gift was so special.
Well, I actually just got an early Christmas present, and it was a really nice pair of headphones, like Sony headphones, and being like a musician, like, having good quality headphones is like a good thing, mm-hmm. and I really enjoyed it. And yeah, I don't know if that's my most cherished, but it's definitely, like, I've been wearing it every day since. So, yeah.
What is your favorite word, if you have one, and why?
This is actually kind of interesting. I was like on YouTube, and I was watching this video, and they were talking about how the keyboard is arranged in a specific way so that if you use more keys with your right hand, it makes the word somehow, like, happier. And so they went through a whole bunch of words, and one of the words that uses only the right hands on the keyboard is milk. And just did, like, if you just had to rate like milk as a word, it's, I don't know, it seems like a happy word. So milk, I guess, is my favorite word.
That's funny. Tell me about some activities you enjoyed in your childhood.
In elementary school, one of the, I guess, gym, just anything gym-wise, like the scooters, I don't know what you call it, like the big parachute thing where everyone would go under and then you'd sit on it and then there would be like a huge dome. Yeah. Riding a bike. Things like that.
What was the last movie you saw, and did you like it?
I actually just watched The Hunger Games. And I did like it. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I'm not really a. I don't critique movies like a lot. I just try to take it for what it's worth and enjoy it. So,
What do you do for fun, and what are your hobbies?
yeah. For fun, I guess, watching movies is what I normally like to do, especially if there's I'm watching it with someone else. And I just recently started to getting into magic. So I bought a couple of decks of cards and watched some videos on YouTube. But yeah, I think that like magic would be a really cool thing to bring to my career.
What fun.
Yeah.
Are you a creative person? If so, how do you express your creativity?
I like to arrange pieces of music, and I have done some composing of music, but yeah, just making new music and making it something different than it was originally for.
Yeah. Has anyone ever told you that you resemble a particular celebrity?
Yeah, one time there was a comment on, I can't remember if it was Facebook or YouTube or something, but someone said I look like Justin Timberlake, but
Haha. I could see that.
I don't know where they get that.
You evaluate a significant experience, achievement, risk you have taken, or ethical dilemma you have faced, and explain its impact on you.
Over the summer, I'm part of like a big marching band, and we like travel all over the place. And I'm in a section of five people, and we all play the same instrument, obviously. But there was one person in the group that was not really holding their end of the deal, and I guess I was like the section leader, or like the boss, sort of, and just trying to find out a way to like get them along the same path as everyone else. It's just really hard and really a really touchy subject, I guess. Just not trying to come off too strong or not doing anything about it. So that was interesting to try to figure out how to do that.
Recall an occasion when you took a risk that you now know was the right thing to do.
I don't know if I can recall like a specific occasion, but it's kind of funny, like people say like mom's always right, and there's been like numerous occasions where my mom's like told me to do something, and sometimes I didn't agree with it, but I still did it, and then after it happened, like I realized it was the right decision, so. Mom's always right, is one thing, yeah.
Is there a work of art, piece of music, scientific phenomenon, mathematic theory, or piece of literature that has surprised or unsettled or challenged you, And if so, in what way?
I guess there's this group that music group that I'm kind of following called Pentatonix. They're like a cappella group, and they came out with a new album, and one of the songs on there was called Run to You, and it was really surprising because normally they have like a someone who does like beatboxing, like the whatever that stuff, and like in this one there was five voices, and so he wasn't beatboxing, but he was singing, so that was really surprising that he like actually has a voice, so that was pretty cool.
Of everything in the world, what would you like to be doing right now?
That is a tough one. Probably drumming like really well with just four people, just all like over the summer there was times where we would just play so well together, and it's just like a feeling of another world, I guess. So just drumming really well with some people would be one of the things I would like to do.
What is your approach to life?
Getting like just getting things done, not taking the not taking the path that's most followed by being yourself, I guess.
What was the most difficult time in your life? How did you overcome these difficulties? And how did your perspective on life change as a result of the difficulty?
One of the most difficult times in my life was, I believe it was sophomore year of high school. I had a girlfriend, and she went to college, so naturally we split up, and it was really hard because we worked together for, a couple months, but it was really something. It wasn't like any of my other relationships. But yeah, we kind of separated for a while. We didn't really think about each other that much or being together that much. And so like we never really got to hang out. So it never went back to the way it originally was. And just now it's just going our own ways. And that's really opened my eyes to just being yourself, being your own person, not changing yourself for someone.
Who is your favorite actor?
I'm gonna say Tom Hanks, or possibly Will Smith.
Did you have a favorite board game when you were a kid?
Guess Who? That was my favorite board game.
What is the first thing you do in the morning?
First thing I do, get out of bed, take a shower, brush my teeth, all the typical things, and then go to class.
What is your favorite season and why?
Summer, 'cause it's a lot of not necessarily free time, but that's when I'm playing with the band the most.
If you were a superhero, who would you be and what would your special power be?
Well, my favorite superhero is Hulk, just super strength. But I guess if I chose like a specific power, it would probably be like Magneto from X-Men, so like controlling metal. I think that would be really, really cool.
If you could be invisible, where would you go and what would you do?
I think I would want to follow around different people. I get like someone who's maybe like homeless, or like someone who's owns like a C like li they're like a CEO of a company, and just see like differences in life experience. I think that would be really cool.
What are your plans upon graduation?
Finding a job. I don't really know where yet, just because there's a huge variety of things you can do.
If you could choose any career, what would you be?
Like just an artist of any sort, really. And I guess music therapy kind of correlates with that. So,
If you could take a snapshot of your life 10 years from now, what do you think you'd be doing with things like work and family and traveling?
Well, I'd want to say I'd be working in multiple areas and teaching, like drumline. And as far as family goes, I couldn't tell you. So,
Tell me what you would consider a romantic evening.
nice dinner, a movie, maybe, like mini golf or like bowling or something like that.
What qualities do you look for in a potential mate?
Their like independence, being their own person, not trying to like change herself for me or anyone else, really.
And what do you think is the nicest thing you could do for a significant other?
I don't know, just be honest.
Why did you decide to participate in this donor program?
To help other people, make some money while I'm in college, and it's not too much time, so time investment.
Is there a message you would like to add for recipients or offspring listening to this interview?
Best of luck, I guess. Be yourself. Don't let anyone tell you to do anything, unless it's your mom, of course.
This concludes Donor Audio Interview 4824.